Excited to introduce to you tonight, because I'm changing it up, we have a testimony tonight. I want you to welcome to the stage a guy that's now graduated from the great Pierce High School. Please welcome Mr. A.J. Mason up here.
Hey, guys. I'm A.J. Mason. I graduated from J.J. Pierce last year, and I'm doing basics at Collin College this next year. I grew up in a home where my parents daily demonstrated their love for the Lord and for one another. Growing up, I knew who Jesus was and that he died on the cross for my sin. I knew plenty of stories in the Bible and had some Bible verses committed to memory. Not until about third grade when I came to Watermark did I truly understand what a relationship with the Lord meant. I finally came to understand, just as I had friends in real life I interacted with, my relationship with God took effort from my side. I knew what sin was, but I never really identified a sin struggle in my life. I would lie on occasion and then not obey my parents, but there wasn't anything I recognized as a reoccurring sin until sixth grade. I confessed to my small group that I had a problem with cussing and saying inappropriate things. That might not sound like a big deal, but it was huge for me in junior high. This was my first experience with accountability and true community, and I would need that experience to build on in the future. This is where a key verse came into play in our small group, Proverbs 27:17, which says, "As iron sharpens iron, so a friend sharpens a friend." Our leaders knew the importance of community and encouraged us to continue to be vulnerable and keep one another accountable. My next bump in the road happened the summer going into ninth grade. A relationship I had been in for 9 months ended without an explanation. I was completely devastated and was up till 3 a.m. crying for a couple days in a row. I came to the conclusion that it was my fault the relationship ended, which led to me being angry with myself. Due to this anger toward myself, I began to self-harm and depression soon set in. After a couple of weeks, I brought it to small group. They helped me work through it and kept me accountable by checking my wrists and encouraging me daily. I thought I had broken the grip that self-harm had on me, but in 10th grade, in the fall, I started again. I soon told my small group leaders, and they arranged a lunch meeting with David Peniel. One thing that he said has stuck with me to this day. He told me to imagine I'm starting a soccer game. Both teams are stretching, but then the refs whistle to get people on the field. The opposing team goes out there, and I head on out there. The game is about to start, and I look and see my teammates still stretching on the sideline. He then asked, "Are you going to try to take the other team all by yourself, or are you going to call your teammates onto the field?" After that talk, I called my teammates onto the field, meaning I shared everything with my small group once again and asked for their support. Soon, I was hardly struggling with depression. At this point, I'd been through a few hard seasons in life, but what I faced next was maybe the hardest. My next struggle became apathy. There are still some moments when I frankly don't care about life itself. Not that I want it to end, just a numbness to everything and everyone I encounter. I've had to fight hard against this numbness to find joy in the Lord through his creation, his word, and being alongside his people. Finally, during my senior year, I found myself spending nearly all my time with a crowd that I knew would lead me down a bad path. Due to peer pressure, curiosity, and the feeling I needed to fit in with the people I was hanging out with, I began to smoke weed. Yet, this drug that was supposed to let you relax and enjoy life, I found to be very stressful and not enjoyable due to the fact that it went against everything I had stood for and been taught as a Christian. The principles that had been instilled in me since I was a kid worked alongside the Holy Spirit to not let me enjoy the sin I found myself entangled in, and showed me that I was looking for life in something that was lifeless. The biggest thing that brought me to confession and repentance was a conversation I had with my parents. They knew I was hanging with the wrong crowd and were questioning my ways. I confessed to them that I had been vaping with the crowd, and that was all. My mom at the end of the conversation looked me straight in my eyes and asked me if there was anything else I wanted to say. I stared back at my mom and said no. Growing up, I really didn't lie to my parents. Maybe something small, but never something like this. This was the moment where I knew I could no longer hide this sin from everyone. I soon confessed to a small group about what I had done. They helped me process through my emotions and actions and encouraged me to tell my parents. I didn't tell my parents till months later, but once I did, it was a relief. They were mostly disappointed in the fact that when I was unsure and struggling, I didn't trust them enough to tell them the truth. Since then, I've been running hard after the Lord. I got to experience sharing the gospel daily with my camper at Barnabas, then sharing my story in the gospel at Haiti. Through those two trips, there is a verse I leaned on when I got tired. Galatians 6:9 says, "Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up." And just a week ago or so, I was in Colorado with a group from Watermark Plano. During the trip, my eyes were opened to the busyness of life and the need to sit still and bask in the magnificence of our Lord. As you can see, I've been through some hard situations and some bad choices. But God has given me Christian parents and a great group of guys to point me back to Christ, support my faith, and hold me accountable to a life that honors God. He is good, and His grace, joy, redemption, and the new life He provides is glorious and more than I could have imagined. I encourage you to see for yourselves as you trust in Him. Thanks so much for letting me share my story.